You probably think I gobbled it down, right? Fell for his chocolate trick the second time? Well, you're wrong. You know what saved me? It wasn't the muscles in my neck or my powers of will. What saved me was the wicked light that danced in his eyes when he saw me going for the candy. He thought he had found my fatal weakness and that he could beat me twice with the same trick. He thought wrong. You can fool Hank the Cowdog once in a row, but never twice in a row. At least not with the same trick. I sniffed the candy, picked it up in my mouth, rolled it around several times, and let it fall back to the ground. Then I showed him a mouthful of fangs. You should have seen his face. It just crumbled. Slim broke the silence.
Hey, what's going on? Hit the starter.
You know, Bud, I think your dog wants to bite me. I do. Dogs don't like me. I don't know what it is.
He won't bite, believe me.
In a flash, the guy made his move, opened the door, and jumped inside. I made a lunge at him, but was half a step too slow. He shook a finger at me and grinned.
Now you be nice, Rover.
Then he hit the starter.
Yow!
That was Slim. He let out a squall and banged his head against the hood. He came around the front of the pickup, rubbing his head with his hat still on.
Well, you're getting plenty of fire to the spark plugs, at least one of them.
He noticed me sitting there beside the door, glaring daggers at the man inside, and trying with every sign and gesture I could think of to get the message across. This is the crook. This is the guy who stole your saddles. Slim studied me with a frown.
That's funny. I've never seen him act this way around.
Then it hit him. I saw the light come on in his eyes. He rolled his gaze to the man in the pickup, then back to me.
Hank, do you know something I ought to know?
I barked, fellas. I barked with all my heart and soul. He patted me on the head.
It's worth checking.
Without saying another word, he walked around to the back of the pickup. I could have hugged him. The thief knew he was in trouble.
Say, Bud, the motor's up front. I wish you wouldn't.